Lesson 8, Wisdom and Humility. In this lesson, we're going to move on to Mishnah Dalit, the fourth Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, which is chapter 1. Mishnah Dalit. Yoseh ben Yoezer ish tzoreda, v'yoseh ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblu mehem. Yoseh, son of Yoezer, leader of Tzereda, and Yoseh, son of Yochanan, leader of Jerusalem, received the tradition from them. So when it says from them, it's referring to the teachers of the last two Mishnahs we've studied, Shimon HaTzadik and Antigonus. Yoseh ben Yoezer ish Tzereda Omer. Yoseh, son of Yoezer, the leader of Tzereda, used to say, Yehi beitcha beit va'ad lachachamim. Let your house be a meeting place for the wise ones, meaning the sages. Veheve mitabek ba'afar aglehem. Dust yourself in the dust of their feet. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. And drink in their words thirstily. So in its plain meaning, it's saying that it's a good thing to be hospitable toward the sages. You should invite them over, invite them for dinner, let them teach a class or two in your house, and learn as much as you can from them. The expression about dusting yourself in the dust of their feet has to do with the ancient custom of sitting at the feet of your master. But on a deeper level, this is really an expansion on the previous two Mishnayot. In Mishnah Bet, Mishnah 2, it talked about the importance of making learning a regular part of your practice with the threefold formulation of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim, learning, spiritual practice, and acts of kindness. And at this point, if you've done the exercises in these lessons, you should now have a specific commitment to these three pillars of Judaism. Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3, talked about being of service for its own sake, with its aphorism about serving the master not to receive a reward. In the fourth Mishnah we're learning now, Mishnah Dalit, the imagery of serving the master is expanded into serving and learning from many masters. You invite the sages in, give them some tea, sit at their feet and learn something. But why the hierarchical imagery? Isn't it self-deprecating to be sitting in the dust of someone's feet? There's a metaphor that pops up in many places in the tradition of Torah being like water. For example, if we look in the Torah itself, in the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 32, verse 2, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, says, Ya'arof kamatar likhi. May my teaching drop like the rain. The image here is that the teaching, the Torah, is like rain, flowing downward from heaven. Water, of course, always flows downward. So we learn from this that in order to receive spiritual wisdom, we have to lower ourselves in the metaphorical sense, so that the teaching can flow into us. If you don't lower yourself, meaning if you don't take an attitude of humility, there would be no flow. The teaching would just sit there like water in a stagnant bathtub. The sages might be speaking the greatest wisdom, but we wouldn't be able to receive it. But by lowering ourselves, meaning that we intentionally take on an attitude of humility, then the wisdom can flow, and you can drink in their words thirstily. New insights can blossom, and spiritual transformation can happen. So in this meditation, find within yourself the attitude of humility called anava in Hebrew. Anava isn't self-deprecation. It's just the willingness to receive, to listen, to not already know the answers, and to have an attitude of service, attention, readiness, and receptivity. So take a moment to prepare yourself if you're able. Come into a comfortable position, either seated, standing, or walking. For this one, it's best not to lie down because you won't be able to do the movements lying down. So take a few nice deep breaths, feeling the flow and movement of your chest and belly, and relaxing your muscles. For the first part of this chant, we're going to bow forward. If you want to kneel on the floor, you can bow your head all the way forward, touching your forehead to the ground. Otherwise, any little bow movement forward will do. If you can, and it's helpful, you may want to look at the PDF with the chant words that you received. So pause the recording to access them now if you like. Here are the words. Try repeating each one after me. Heve, mitabek, ba'afar, raglehem. Veheve means and be in the command form. Ve is and, heve is be. Mit abek means dusting oneself. So heve mit abek means you should be dusting yourself. Ba'afar means in the dust. Ba means in the, and afar is dust. Raglehem means their feet. A regel is a foot. Raglehem is their feet. So, veheve mitabek ba'afar raglehem literally means, and be dusting yourself in the dust of their feet. The melody is like this. Veheve mitabek ba'afar raglehem. Try singing with me. Veheve mitabek ba'afar raglehem. Now let's add the movement. When you sing this line, bow forward. If you're kneeling, you can touch your head all the way down to the ground. Here we go, bowing forward. Veheve mitabek ba'afar raglehem. One more time. Veheve mitabek ba'afar raglehem. Now let's learn the second part. Repeat each word after me. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve is the same as before. It means and be. Shote means drinking. Vatsama means in thirst or thirstily. Et divrehem means their words. A davar is a word, and divrehem is their words. Et is untranslatable. It's a word that comes before the direct object of the sentence. So, veheve shote vatsama et divrehem means, and drink in their words thirstily. The melody is like this. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Try singing with me. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. For the movement, we're going to come up from the bow and lift your hands, palms upward, a little over your head, like you're reaching up to feel the rain coming down. Let's try it. Lift up your arms, palms up, and sing. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. One more time. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. So let's chant together with the movements, bowing forward in whatever way you're able. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. And coming up, reaching arms up over your head, palms upward. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. And forward. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. And up. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Let's continue with the movements and the chanting. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. Veheve mita bek ba'afa raglehem. Veheve shote vatsama et divrehem. And now let your body come to stillness, letting the words continue silently in your mind for the next few minutes. If your mind wants to relax and let go of the words at any point, that's fine too. Let your mind be open and still. And if thoughts come and pull your attention, you can use the words again to bring yourself back. Let's be in silence now for a few minutes, and then I'll bring you back with piano music. And taking a nice breath, moving your body, preparing to come back into your activities. And you can continue to use these words as a focus throughout your day, bringing yourself back to humility and openness again and again to receive wisdom and insight. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, v'al Rabbanan, v'al Tamidehon, v'al Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. V'al koman diaskin b'oraita, diva atra hadein, v'diva chol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba chine vechista varachemin vechayin arichin umezone reviche ufarkana min kadam avohon divishamaya vahara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru. Amen.